Welcome, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, to the best show in the world. That's right, Heroes Asylum with Mike and Kane. How you doing, my friend?
Evening, bud. What's going on, sir?
Oh, it's been a fun weekend. I mean, we're building up to Halloween. We've been knocking out some great podcasts for your midnight movies. You've been doing all month long this horror fest.
Yep.
So you know, it's been fun getting ready for that, and yeah, new movies coming out, which I know we're going to talk about here tonight.
Tons of new movies coming out. Actually, one in particular that came out this week via streaming or DVD or download, whichever, you know, whatever platform that you guys are comfortable using. But yeah, let's just say the movie that came out, very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. A lot of strange reactions. But again, guys, I want to send a big thank you out to everybody that's out there, our Facebook community. You guys have been awesome, rocking it out. Thank you guys for joining and listening to us now on Facebook. You can catch us if you guys are on our Facebook page. Can listen to us live, or not live on there, but our recordings on there, because now Facebook has opened up to podcasts, which is, to me, was awesome because it saves
awesome.
A lot. Because we have so many great folks on our Facebook page, but I don't know if they check us out on, you know, as far as the as far as podcasting goes. So this gives them an ability to do both right there. And I just want to say thank you guys for downloading and listening for not only this show, but also the Midnight Movies. And we've had a guest or two recently on Midnight Movies, which has been fun. That's been one thing I liked about it so far.
Yeah, it's always fun to get some of the outside people to come in and see our wackiness and what we do in Midnight Movies, which is really, guys, like I've said for 2 years, it's not really about the movie. It's like, we'll talk maybe about 20 minutes about the film. Maybe if the movie's really good, I think we'll go a little bit more in depth. Maybe. But other than that, it's just us just BSing around, have a couple drinks, and just talking about films and actors that were here and there. And it always spins off to some weird areas.
Yeah.
Really, really weird. So
yeah, we had a couple of fun ones last night. But also this week, yeah, we're going to have a guest this week as well as a guest for the final episode of Halloween Horror, or our fest, or whatever we want to call it. Mm-hmm. You knocking out one of the classic horror creatures. Maybe not his best movie, but still a classic one. I can't wait to launch that one and let you guys hear that.
It was fun doing it, and actually I was listening today before I uploaded it to you. And, it's a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Very cool. I'm glad you did. I was not part of that. So yeah, if you guys do not want to hear my voice, you have Kane and another guest, which will be fun. Somebody that I think has been on one time before.
No, he's been on a couple ones.
Has he been on a couple?
Yeah,
he's Goonies, wasn't it? Or was that your brother?
No, it was my brother. Okay. Brian was on a couple. I think it was on three of them last year for Halloween. He always comes on usually on Halloween.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna try to get him out to do some more, hopefully starting next year, depending on his schedule, what he's got going on. But he's always good to have on.
Beginning of next year, because you and I are putting together some fun ideas for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think, you know, for little I'm gonna give it away just a little, but January, since it's our first month, January is going to be X Game movies. So if anybody's like into the extremes, we're gonna dig a little deep on that one. There's actually a movie that is celebrating its 30th anniversary last month. No, this month in October we'll show that the bike one.
We're doing Rad, dude.
So yeah, we're going to be doing Rad, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary this month, which really make you feel old for you old BMXers out there.
I think what we decided, like a little peek behind the curtain, nothing's settled yet, but I think what we're going to do is do categories, and then we're going to stay in decades, I believe.
Yeah, because there's too many that you and I talk about decades that we're like, oh, we want to do this one. Yeah, we got to do it. So we only get, you know, four a month to do. So
I think we're going to do the reverse. I think we're going to start from 2000. Maybe, well, just an idea. We'll talk about it.
I think we were going to kill off the 70s because I think you and I were struggling in the 70s. And
70s is a hard one to do.
Yeah, I think we were just going to take the last 40 years and just, you know, do the 80s, 90s and to contemporary. So
the 70s is hard.
But speaking of the 80s, we had an 80s remake come out this weekend, man. And,
yeah,
I have to say, everything I have heard, I've seen it. I've seen it three times, by the way.
I've seen it twice.
All right, so just so you know, I enjoyed it extremely, extremely well. But yeah, Dune came out, and there was a lot of back and forth. But I have heard more positive than the negative, to be honest. And most of the negative I've heard, and this is nothing wrong with it, but most of it is the folks that just love the Lynch version so much better. I think it's a nostalgic thing for them that that's their Dune. Mm-hmm. And I know one of the conversations I had with somebody online was about the wording and the vocabulary used and how they pronunciated certain names. Like Harkonnen was one of the big ones.
Harkonnen was a huge one, I think.
And, you know, that was the big one that they talked about that. And I was like, well, no, technically what you're hearing in Dune now is really what Frank Herbert, the author, said. That's the way he pronounced it. Dune, the 80s, Lynch, and the follow-up game pronounced it a different way. Both are correct. We're not, you know, we're not going to split hairs here. But I think, you know, if that's the only thing, and other than it wasn't finished, and it's, but me as the book lover and a lover of the series, I was okay with that. This is one of those times where, you know what, we're going to get the book, most of the book. Obviously, there's a few things that they kind of left out, but we're getting a big chunk of the book. And guess what? When you get that in a big screen, it's going to be a long movie.
So, but it was a long movie, but I think it went fast.
It was 2 hours. It wasn't an end game by any stretch. No. I think it was two and a half, actually, now I'm thinking about it.
And like I told you before, when I first started watching it, it's a pretty movie to watch.
Yeah, beautiful.
The cinematography is just gorgeous. I mean, oh my God. And I think you were saying it, like, just ridiculous how good it was. And the acting was solid. I mean, it's just an updated version. You know, I like the David Lynch one too. That's one of my favorites. Actually, I told you about the sci-fi series that came out many moons later, in which was like a mini series.
Yeah, it's a 3-part mini series. I watched that about 2 months ago. Not a big fan.
You didn't like it? I dug it. I thought it was pretty well done. You know, concerning what they got, I thought they went a little bit deeper. But in this film, I think, is as majestic in scale. I mean, they said it was part one and there's going to be a part two. I dug it.
I think the one thing that came out was they never in the trailers referred to it as part one.
Yeah.
It wasn't true. Until I watched the movie. I'm like, oh, this is a part one. That's when it was told to us. I think if they would have set this up as, hey, guys, this is part one of two. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe they did that for reasons, you know, for promotional reasons. So they didn't make people go, well, I'm not going to go see the first one if I can't see the second one. So I'm just going to completely blow this one off. You know, they may have done it for that reason, which then at that point, I kind of get it. But I think there have been a few voices out there that were kind of upset about that. But I think overall, yes. Great. And honestly, like I think I told you this last night. I was like, if this doesn't win for best cinematography.
It's like I told you before, there's always these little mystery movies that come out towards the end of the year that have like these, like not even scale like Dune is. Like, dude, Dune is gorgeous to watch. I agree, it should win cinematography.
Like I said, I think the only one that could possibly give it any kind of run for its money would be Eternals.
Yeah, and I haven't seen Eternals
yet. Yeah, we got a couple, 2 weeks for that one.
Yeah, thanks, 2 weeks, yeah. I thought it was this Friday. I was like, is it this Friday?
No, thank God this Friday. This Friday, the movie industry is giving my pocket or my wallet a break here because I have a movie going friend that we always go to the movies together. And it's been like, I think every 2 weeks every other week for the rest of the year, there's something coming out until December. There's four movies coming out. I think Kingsman, Matrix come out the same weekend.
Spider-Man comes out too, right?
Spider-Man's, I think, the week before. So there's three right there, and I'm sure I'm missing another one. So, yeah, there's a lot in December. But, yeah, leading up to it, it's like every other week we're getting a fun movie that I want to go see. There's been a couple others that have come out, like trailers I've seen. There's one, Licorice something or other. It looks pretty cool. There's, I think, the one movie I showed you, The House of Gucci. With Adam Driver, Jared Leto, and Lady Gaga.
Unrecognizable Jared Leto, by the way.
Yeah, I was like...
We talk about Colin Farrell's Penguin. Look at the Jared Leto. Yeah. That was frightening. I was like, he's that old man. I had to really look, and I was like, oh, it is Leto.
Yeah, it's the eyes. God. I think you saw the eyes. You're like, okay, there he is. But yeah, it was just like, when I saw it and I showed you that picture, I'm like, dude, look at this.
So strange.
But yeah, I mean, there's movies that I know that you and I are going to cover are going to be, yeah, like I said, every other week. So, but you enjoyed it? You had fun with it?
I loved it. I loved it. Like I said, I've seen it twice. I got it in my own little platform here that I watched it. And I didn't get a chance to watch it in the theater yet because the theater by me is not quite open yet, but soon, I hope. But I loved it. I loved it. To me, it just went by like this. It was just, it was seamless. And it was like, you know, I was intrigued. Like, shit, this is the Lynch. This is the books, but it's more. it's just added a lot more stuff to the lore, and I like when they add to the lore. I'm a big lore guy. You know, anything that adds to the story, it makes it more like interesting, like the spices and where it came from, the tribes outside, why they have the blue eyes. It's just like it went into explanation. Yes, they did it before, but this was more detailed.
Yeah, like I said, there were more details in this, and then there were some things that were less. So that's it was kind of a give or take. I think one of the biggest irks, I think, was like they spent so much time.
There wasn't that much time with the Baron. Like, is it me or the Lynch version had more Baron in it?
I think there was more. But yeah. I think with this version, he was so, and when I say big, I don't mean big in his size, but his scope of everything. He chewed up that room. Skarsgård just chewed that room up when, you know, acting wise, just amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Like, less scenes, but he was more impactful.
Yes. I mean, I think what movie would you ever want to see Batista, DeSmalton, and Skarsgård in a scene together? And it was just dropped out. Your jaws just dropped at how great they were. I mean, all three of them together. More evidence of just how good Batista is.
And by the way, the MVP is Dave DeSmalton's agent, because I want him to be my agent. My God, that guy is like in every film that I see this year. Like, he just pops up everywhere. I'm like, he's probably going to be in Ghostbusters too. He'd probably be like, hey, man, oh, it's Dave DeSmalchin again. He's everywhere.
He's got to be one of the ghosts or something. Yeah,
he probably is. You'll see like a little friend of Dave DeSmalchin. Like, spoo, ghost.
But yeah. No, he should win an Oscar too for best manager.
He should. He's everywhere. Good for Dave DeSmalchin though. I like.
But yeah, but again, yeah, like I said, I'm loved what I saw for Dune. I hope the others will grow. I know some of our friends that we know didn't like it, and they've been known to change their mind, giving it some time. So maybe, hopefully, they'll see it. I mean, the one thing they did say was, you know, it was beautiful, you know, but they just felt the story wasn't as good. And that's I kind of was a little wrong there, but that's okay.
Little sidebar to incorporate in this conversation. I think last year it's well documented. When that first Batman trailer came out, I hated it.
I hated it.
Like I watched it over 80 times, and I was just trying to find something to like, and I hated everything of it. Flash forward to this year, I'm watching it 100 times, not because I hate it, because I fucking love it.
Yeah,
that's why. So it happens, man. You change your opinion.
Hopefully, we'll see. So, what do you got, man? Leading off, any fun news? Anything that you saw came out?
Yeah, hold on, I got some stuff here. Well, I guess. I lost my way here. Sorry, guys. I apologize. Did you see Kevin Feige? He always wanted to bring Mr. Molina back as Doc Ock. He said there was no actually alternatives. He always wanted to bring Alfred Molina back as Doc Ock.
Definitely. Well, I mean, yeah, you have certain characters, certain actors that made an impact on a role. Yeah, you just got to bring him back.
It's kind of like J.K. Rowling. And bring in J.K. Rowling. Yeah, why not? Let's just cross the universes. What's his name?
Simmons. You're talking.
J.K. Simmons, J.K. Rowling. Good Lord, I'm never going to live that down.
No, you're not. It's okay.
So anyway, they brought him back from the Raimi universe. So it would only make sense to bring up Molina. Yeah. Like he was so good as, you know, Doc Ock. Why even bother to try to recast? He's still in, you know, decent shape. And then he always had that deep fake technology make him look a little younger. So like, I guess that's what they're using, at least in some of the trailer shots I've seen. So it's good seeing him back, and he's all for coming back as well. That's what I've noticed about a lot of these guys who did these films like in past years, 10, 15 years ago. They're open to coming back. I mean, like I said, we haven't heard anything about Toby yet, but you know, it's, you know, cross your fingers. You would think, you know, if you're going to have Alfred Molina in there, you have Electro in there.
Yeah, well, that was one of the things that they said, you know, when he, in the trailer, when he's saying hello, Peter, he's talking to Toby. That's one of those questions. But, and again, I mean, we've only got a few more weeks before we're going to be seeing that and seeing what goes on there. And it's kind of the same thing. I think, from here on out, I don't think anybody could play Doctor Strange, but, you know, Benedict, I mean, he's made such an imprint on that character.
Although in a different world, I would love to have seen Keanu Reeves as Doctor Strange. The same.
Yeah, no, I know. I know you're still on your Keanu Sans thing. I don't know that one. I don't see.
What about Joaquin as Doctor Strange? No.
Again, it's too ingrained. You know, the look, the goatee, the hair. It just, and not only that, but his tone and his vocal presence is strange. Yeah. Even before he was cast, when you go back and you look at the if most folks don't realize, you know, DC Animated has, you know, is amazing on their production, but Marvel had some great, great animated movies. And if you look back at the Doctor Strange animated movie, they were literally, they maybe, you know, subconsciously, they drew Cumberbatch, you know?
Literally.
And the voice. Literally. So it was, it's, voice. Yeah.
I forgot who voiced him, but like that was one of the few animated Marvel movies that came out at the time that was actually pretty good.
Well, no, most of the animated movies from Marvel were hands down. Like back in those days before they really started the run for the big screen, that's the one area they really succeeded at was animated. They held their own. They were no DC, but they still held their own. It gave some great stories. I mean, the Iron Man, the Ten Rings, the Doctor Strange, the Ultimate series. I think those were amazing. You know, the Avengers Ultimate series, amazing hands. And I wish they would have spent more time. That's the only thing that they kind of stopped at was they didn't, you know, expand. They didn't do the Ultimate Spider-Man. They didn't do the Ultimate X-Men. I think if they would have continued, that would have been awesome.
I think at that time, it was like you just said, they started expanding into that film universe and they just kind of put like all the animated movies in the background. They just focused all their efforts in big screen. So, yeah, but they were pretty good for the time. And then after that, they had like the Avengers Assemble series, which was pretty good. I thought was great. And they had another Avengers series that was kind of strange. But
again, yeah, that animated wise, Marvel had always been awesome. It wasn't until, you know, the last, you know, 20 years that they've, you know, finally stepped their game up in that world, you know, and it was their time. You know, DC had their run and.
I don't think they got the What If series now, so they can branch out from that.
They can do whatever the hell they want with What If.
They can do whatever they want now. I mean, like it's like you said, like you could, if you got a character that nobody knows about and you want to spend the money, just throw them on an animation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go from there. And technically, for what they've said of the What If series, that is part of MCU canon. It is part of the MCU.
Oh, yeah, with the multiverses now, because with that's, the multiverse, yeah.
Madden, yep. Stuff, so that's all canon, guys, so just to let you guys know.
Did you see about the exclusive news? Came out from Hollywood Reporter, Hayden Christensen returning to Star Wars on the Ahsoka series.
I think we touched on it a little bit last night, and then you cut me off, and you're like, save it for today. So I'm going to let you go first.
I think this will be awesome. What I see happening is flashbacks.
That's what I think too.
I really believe flashbacks for back to them as, you know, Padawan, maybe just before her trial thing, and that relationship. I really think that's what they're going to focus on, because that to me is the best part of the Clone Wars, was seeing Anakin as a father. You know, we talk about, you know, that he is Luke and Leia's father, but Ahsoka was his daughter, you know, in a way. She was Obi-Wan's and his and Padme's daughter. And I think that relationship and the fact that she just drew a blank on her name.
Rosario Dawson?
Yeah. No, not Dawson. Sorry. The actress played Padme. Damn it.
Oh, Natalie Portman.
Yeah, Natalie Portman. She's back in with, you know, Disney in a way, working with Marvel. Maybe she's like, hey, maybe they bring her in to do a few, you know, scenes like that.
Why not?
And then, I mean, if they go with it and have him in the Vader chamber, I mean, that's the only reason why bring him back if you're going to throw a mask on him, and it's not even his voice. So why even have him there, but except for scenes with Anakin? That's the only reason I could see them doing that. Same thing I see with the Obi-Wan series. I know he's there. So why put him in there? Because you know you're going to have a voice modulator that's going to sound like James Earl Jones.
So or will it?
Huh?
Or will it sound like James?
Why wouldn't you?
I'm just saying.
Why, like, I mean, that would be the dumbest move by any stretch of the imagination. Why would you have Vader sounding like the wrong Vader?
I know. Didn't somebody else voice Vader for Clone Wars?
Yeah.
Or Rebels?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But if you're going to bring back Hayden Christensen, why make a big production about it? Why strap him in a suit that you're not going to see him and you're not going to hear him? So he's obviously going to be playing Anakin in most of these scenes, unless he plays Vader in his chamber, in his isolation chamber.
I think in the Ahsoka series, I think he's going to be a Force ghost to Ahsoka. I think that he's going to Force ghost talking to the Ahsoka of now, like basically saying, yo, shit's my old master. And he'll be like, you know, I'm sorry for everything I've done, you know, like little lessons here and there. Maybe to help her, like, when I guess, like, she was chasing Thrawn. When last we saw
last her, we saw she was chasing down Thrawn.
So maybe she, like, when she's meditating, she'll just see like the apparition of Anakin come down, and she'll just freak out like, "Oh my god, like my master!"
God, do you know how many Star Wars fans will be pissed? Well, why didn't we see it with Luke? Why didn't he come visit Luke? Why is he going to Ahsoka?
Come on.
I know. I'm just being the devil's advocate.
I know.
You know me.
I know. Of course it's going to happen. But he had more of a relationship with Ahsoka than he did with Luke. That Luke was like toward when he was an old man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He didn't even know him. Until, he didn't know him until like late.
Yeah.
So it's just like it wouldn't make any sense.
He'd look at him and go, who are you? I don't recognize you.
You my son? Okay. You know, wrong Force ghost. I gotta leave.
But you know, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's great. Yeah, that's anything with having, you know, Hayden working with Ahsoka, I think will be great. And
Hayden, I'm glad for Hayden, man, because he was much maligned for a while, especially after Clone Wars, which was, if you check out the Midnight Movie Archive, a long discussion about that. But I'm glad he's back in the fold. I really am. I'm like, because he's been maligned for a while. He's pretty good in Revenge of the Sith, but you know, generally people didn't like his take on Anakin. And you know, when you add the Clone Wars into it, they added more to the character, gave him a little more depth, and hopefully now that he gets to come back and do Anakin again, he can add some more stuff to the lore of Anakin Skywalker, not make him the whiny person that he was for so long.
But look at Luke. Again, when I see he played Anakin perfect, look at who his son was, and look at what a whiny little bitch he was. All right? Apple don't fall from the tree, all right? That's when he was literally playing Luke up to 10. You know, and I was completely fine with that. I was not upset that he was whiny, because guess what? His son is just as whiny. I'm not getting the chance. Why am I not learning? I can't do this.
I want to get up.
And the little green shit's like, come on, motherfucker, move. I'll lift your shit up. Your dad was just as a bitch.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, sorry. That's the one thing. Yes, when I was growing up, Luke was like my idol because of what he was. But you know, as I grew up, I'm like, no, he was fine.
He's a little bitch. Sorry. No.
I'd get my head smacked. Back in my head smacked if I went like that.
Yeah, he was a little one.
So what else you got there?
I don't got too much stuff. There was a lot of stuff that just for the... Injustice.
That's right. Yeah, that came out this week. Yep.
Yeah, I was teasing at the beginning, so I guess I should just drop it now. I watched it yesterday, and I think you watched it a couple days beforehand.
I watched it the day it dropped. I was able to get a copy of it, yeah.
So I watched it. First thing I'll say is the movie is too short because the story is too big, and I think it should have been a two-parter.
Yes.
Or it should have been 2 hours.
Yep.
Because they try to cram basically... I mean, it was a video game first, then it was a novel. I mean, depending on who you talk to, but there's a lot of story and Injustice. Even if you go to YouTube, somebody took the game. I'm not sure if you've probably seen them. They took the cutscenes, put them all together, and they made a movie out of them. So it's called like the Injustice movie. That was done better than this animated movie. A lot better. And they try to take elements from there, but they crammed literally everything in, like the beginning with the Joker and Lois, that was supposed to be a little bit longer. Literally the way they made the film, like everything was taking place within 6 months or less. Like, you know, Lois died, then all these people in Metropolis died, then after that we're going to Arkham, and then Dick died, and he's Deadwing. I'm like, okay, whoa, we're just going way too fast. But that was my only issue with it. I mean, And like the animation, like I said, like everybody's taking roids. It's like Vince McMahon world, I guess you were saying. Like everybody's like just beefy. Like, you know, you got to ask a little bit of difference. Even Damien almost kind of beefy. Like, you know, I don't.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I equated this animation to Superman Doomsday. Like that came out like years and 15 years ago. If you remember, they had that weird like line in their cheekbones and stuff.
Yeah.
When you looked at them, looked at their knuckles and they all had this weird straight line across where their knuckles were. I was like, what is that? And then, yes, I think part of it was the beefiness and the harsh just lines to show how ripped they were. I'm like, no, that's not big.
There's one particular character, man, that's in there that he's not known for being a muscular giant. But when you see him, it's like, wait a minute, that's him?
Yeah.
Holy, like, he's been on the roids. He's been juicing. Like before, he looks like, you know, kind of a very stout, very slender man. He's like an older, you know, gentleman. You know, if I give spoilers, you'll figure out what it is when you watch the film. But Mike knows what I'm talking about. But that's who I know the character as. You know, his presence, it's not his physical stature. It's more of just like his, you know, his mind, his intellect. That's what gives him stature. And he can just walk around like very aristocratic. That's why I know that character as. But when you make him a big, beefy type dude, takes it away from him.
Yeah.
I
feel the same way. I wasn't a big fan. This one goes like to the bottom of my list from the DC animated. I mean, after I just got done spouting how amazing they were, they released that, and I'm like,
that's like Killing Joke level, man.
I'll give Killing Joke. Other than that one relationship line that went through the rest of the movie was great. But you know, I put this with Superman Doomsday, which is one of my least favorite.
And thank God it was repeated. So just saying.
Yeah, it was. And of course, you know, with that, you know, we did have DC Universe or DC Fandom last week, but you know, they did announce that movie. But also, we also got a surprise. I wasn't expecting it. You're the one who actually told me about it. Was Young Justice dropped 2 episodes this week for the start of their season 4 Phantoms, and also they actually let people know that, you know, on the streaming service, if you guys want a season 5, watch. They've done this before. That was their big thing about, you know, bringing, I think, season 3. They're like, well, we don't know if we're going to bring it back unless we see people, you know, downloading and watching it. So definitely check it out. Right now, I think it's only, the 2 episodes are out. I think they're dropping them every Wednesday or Thursday. Thursday, I think.
It's every Wednesday. It was Wednesday.
Okay, so. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's, you know, they've made a big jump. We're seeing more about Superman and or Superboy and Magan. We're on Mars now. We're seeing that side of it, the white Martians or the green Martians. So we're seeing that. So far, I hate to say it, I'm not that impressed with it. I think the animation looks rushed. And I think the story's a little weird right now. But again, that's 2 episodes. So I'm going to give it a chance. But yeah, I don't know if it's the image, like the artwork they're choosing for Mars that makes it look rushed. Like, I understand it's Mars, it's an alien world, they're going to make things look different. But there's just certain things about the animation I'm just not impressed with.
Do you remember the ending? I think it was season 2 or 1, where you see Vandal Savage travel to Apocalypse, meet with Darkseid,
yeah,
shake his hand. Good business.
Yeah.
And we were losing our shit. Oh my God. Next year we're going to get dark. We're going to get great. We're going to get. Season 3 comes. Okay, Granny Goodness is there. That's cool. All right, we're dealing. No Darkseid.
Yeah.
Well, where is he? What happened? Did they forget about him? Did they just drop that storyline? No, I'm just wondering. Like, the first 2 episodes I've seen of this season, yeah, a little wonky. Like, okay, I'll give it a shot. Did they just forget him? Like, is that not going to happen now?
Well, I think we also saw him at the end of season 1 and 2.
Yeah, like...
Give them this much, that they are at least following up with the end of season 3, that we saw the ring, and now we're seeing the Legionnaires.
Yeah, you've seen the Legionnaires.
So, I'm cool with that. I'm like, okay, we're following through. So maybe there's a tie-in to Darkseid, and we're finally going to see the payoff. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's like... We saw him twice and then just kind of forgot about him.
Yeah, he just showed up like he's like the Thanos. Is like, and I get it, but you know, where was it? Like, literally, you had the build up at the ending of season 2. I'm like, oh, I'm going nuts. I'm like, finally, because you know how much of a big fan I am. New God shit. Here we go to season 3, and we get the Furies. We get, I think we got Barda. I think we got Granny Goodness. But there was no Darkseid.
Yeah.
Like it was all Granny Goodness conforming to all these plans. They mentioned his name once, but like, he was like, oh, well, our Lord is not here. Like, where is he? He started all this with Vandal. Like, they had a plan. Like, where did Vandal go? Did he retire to Hawaii? Like, I don't know. It's just missed opportunities. That's just me though. But yeah. Like I said, 2 episodes in, it is a little wonky, but I'll give it a chance. Like,
cool. So what you got next?
What else do I got here? I got something cool. Do I have something good here? I got one more thing. Hold on. Sony sets 2023 release dates for 2 new Marvel movies. What do you think those could be?
Well, we do know of Kraven, because I don't think we've gotten a release date on Kraven.
I think that's going to be one.
And we were talking about another one. I think we're going to get another
Venom.
I think it's probably going to be another Venom, but I think this is going to be the one where we're actually going to see maybe Spider-Man with him. Like, that moment, what we saw at the end of, you know, spoiler alerts, guys, if nobody's seen Venom 2 yet, at the very, very end, there's a scene where Venom actually sees Peter and he licks the TV screen. Him. You know, it's like, think that might be when we see it, and that might be, I think that might be his last hurrah.
I think what you're going to see is Web of Spider-Man. You're going to see a Web of Spider-Man movie. That'll be the first movie with Tom Holland back in Sony. Yeah. It'll be him and Hardy. I think it's going to be him and Hardy in the same film. They're going to put them all together, and that's going to be the whole symbiote thing. Because you tease it in one area, it's a couple years later, and I think it's the first film you see with Sony strictly in charge of Spider-Man again. And you're going to have both of those guys in there. Then you have the Black Symbiote and all that stuff, and you know they'll go from there. That's just my opinion.
No, I mean, it basically what I'm saying, they're going to. That's when we're going to see
Phantom. I think you're going to see both of them because it's tease and just do Web of Spider-Man. That's the name of the title. Mark it down, guys. Web of Spider-Man.
Yep, so, something along those lines. Definitely, I don't know what it'll be, if it'll be Web of Spider-Man, but definitely it'll be, you know,
Venom. I think Web of Spider-Man, they've had Spider-Man. I think the Garfield ones were the Amazing Spider-Man, and these ones were just Spider-Man, the home series. I think Web of Spider-Man was just a cool title. And plus, you incorporate the whole symbiote and everything, like the webs, like the encompassing and shit like that.
But you got to realize, the symbiotes have never had webs. Who? That's the one thing they have avoided with the symbiotes. They don't have webs. They don't travel across town doing a web slinging or anything like that. They've avoided all of that.
Yeah, which is
because
weird.
Because they're not spider based.
So they might get spider based in this film.
Yeah, maybe. Never know. Speaking of Marvel, Marvel in general, actually, I think just Disney. Actually, they pushed back a bunch of movies. The Disney delaying Doctor Strange 2, Thor 4, Black Panther, the sequel, and the new Indiana Jones 5 movie. Last week, beginning of the week, they announced that they're going to be pushing them back a couple for a month or two. So not too bad, but I think it's probably just releasing and like schedule-wise.
But I get those. Like some are like a couple weeks or a month, but dude, why do you keep delaying this Indiana Jones movie?
It just recently started. We did have a pandemic going around the world, so that could be filmed for a year and a half. They just started, 5 months ago? And you are dealing with a 70-year-old who also got injured on site?
He's going to be 81 years old when this movie comes out.
So, yeah. Jeez. No, definitely I get the Indiana Jones, which one I didn't expect for a while. But, it looks like Disney's delaying Doctor Strange from March 25th to May 6th. So, not that much. Thor's going from May 6th, Doctor Strange is taking its spot. So, it's being pushed back to July 8th. Black Panther. So, basically, they kept the same release dates. They just shifted everything up one. Like they shifted Doctor Strange to Thor's date. They shifted Thor to Black Panther's date. So that's fine.
It's the whole Indiana Jones thing that bothers me. I get it. They just started filming it, but like you keep pushing this movie back. It's just this is me. Like the guy's gonna be. We don't know how long we got Harrison. Man, I want to see this movie with him.
He just needs the film. We don't need him afterwards. But
that's
it looks
Michael,
like the Marvel.
Michael Jones at Hero Silent Podcast at Gmail would miss the most heartless
sorry,
man.
Sorry, I don't want to see a 70-year-old Indiana Jones running around. Sorry, not my thing. Not my thing.
There's some four people coming after you, dude.
That's fine. Come on out.
You just basically say I don't care what happens to him.
That's okay. I didn't say that. I just said for the film, get him done filming, and then he can
And then he can croak, right?
Yeah. Hop around in the wheelchair.
You evil bastard, man.
So, but then you had the Marvels. You got the Marvels postponed to early 2023. Ant-Man and Wasp has been pushed from September or February 17th to July 28th of 23. So it's just – I think we're getting the same amount, the same release dates, so same release times or amount released per year, just shifted a couple of months.
Nothing's really changed. It's just like
– I think Indiana Jones is the biggest one. It went from – June 3rd, 23 till
it's almost a full year.
Yeah.
Good. Hopefully Harrison will stay alive and prove Mike wrong.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's been his big one. He got injured in June for his sustained shoulder injury. So there's that healing factor there. That's going to take some time.
Need some adamantium in his bones. I got some stuff here actually that you would dig. It's actually two things and they're both kind of related. They just finished filming your favorite Transformers movie of all time, Rise of Beasts. That's done. But they actually, the director posted a little thing on his Instagram page of which I know and you love and I love is the G1 Optimus Prime, which is like, you know, that's like nerdgasm. Like that's the Optimus Prime I know, not the the Caterpillar truck that he was in for those, you know, Bay films. And also they Legacy, is it called? New Media reveals at PulseCon they're releasing the G1 Transformers toys. So
well, they've sort of been doing that for a while. That's nothing new for Hasbro. They've been releasing for the last couple of years, they've had the Studio Series, and they were doing the Studio Series 86, because originally they were doing the Studio Series for the Michael Bay, but they were releasing the Studio Series for the 86 movies. They were releasing Hot Rod. They re-released your favorite Starscream with the crown on. So they have been re-releasing those. That's new. PulseCon was this weekend, which was Hasbro's con that started on Friday, which included G.I. Joe, Transformers, Barbie, and I think another Star Wars was also on that list of like some of their new toys that they were releasing. But yeah, that's I don't think that's really big news. Like I said, they've been having it out there.
I'm looking at the names of these right here, and I don't recognize a lot of these names. Maybe you do, because the action figures I got here on SuperheroHype.com are as follows: Prime Acre, I don't know who that is. G2, Laser Prime, Bulkhead, Kickback, Skids, Dragstrip. And the last one they said is ultimately going to be a Stunticon, which would be a Build-A-Figure or Build-A-Figure.
Well, I think that was the list that you just got, if I remember correctly, the last few that you did. Yeah, those aren't, like I said, those aren't part of the original. I think those were G2 series. Because, like I said, they've all been out. You've had Jazz, you've had them all out there. So I think they're releasing more.
Yeah, but I said also there's a special Unicron companion Galvatron that comes in a Tron-like translucent deco. Ooh, that might be a nice one again. They said everything's going on pre-order at 4 p.m. Monday.
Yeah, okay. Check out the get the app. There's a Hasbro app that just gives you a rundown of all their figures.
I gotta say, I mean, like as far as like, I guess these are based off the Netflix series, these figures.
Maybe, but again, they've released a lot of their Netflix series too. I mean, they've been really – that's the one thing I'll give Hasbro, man. They have been keeping up with their series and their characters really well.
Normally, when a movie comes out, especially when Transformers came out, like the first one many, many moons ago, and I went to the theater, I watched it. I thought it was like, oh, it was great, because like first time seeing Optimus Prime on the screen, I cried. Oh, my God. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy two figures. I'm going to buy Optimus Prime and Megatron. All right. That was my whole goal. I was like, okay, they'll probably be $40 each. So I had $100. Went to Toys R Us. Went there. Looked at the box. I'm like, what is this? And I saw one outside of the box. Try to change it. Dude, I could not change this to save my life. And yes, I have gotten older. Maybe my complexities in my mind have changed. But I'm not sure if you've seen those Michael Bay Transformers, like handheld, like that. Try to change them. They are the most complicated thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't make sense. You know, well, for us, you know, it used to be okay. The arm would be there. Yeah, this would be there. But yeah, they also announced a whole series of the G.I. Joe classified series, which I picked up a couple of them. Zartan one I picked up. Yep. They've actually releasing a Zartan with his skin color off toned, and one I really want to pick up is fucking Spirit.
I seen it, that yeah, one.
Oh my God, with the eagle. I was like, oh, that's like.
They released a Spirit and they had another, you know, getting back on Zartan. Kremor Crocmaster, he was part of like Dreadnoughts too. They're releasing a Crocmaster. I already bought the Snake Eyes one, but I'm going to get the other one with Timber. That's one I really want to get.
That's what I think that might be the only one. I got to think about buying the same person several times. Yeah, like I'm the same way with my pops. I know there's multiple Lukes out there and multiple Mandos. I bought one Mando and that's it. I'm not going to buy one with the Beskar and one without. That's it.
I think I'd be the one to get with the Beskar though.
I know. I went old school. I got the one before him. But no, the same thing with the Snake Eyes. I was looking at him. I'm like, I'd rather get the one with Timber than although there are different versions of Snake Eyes. You've got the, you know, series one, the first, you know, first 13, and then you've got the Ninja one and then the one with Timber. So
he's got like, I think he only has two masks. I think he has the one with the grid and then he has like the bug eyed one, which I think is his first iteration.
That's the first one. Yeah.
So and I think it's only two. Right. And then after that, there's this sort of like all
there's another one without Timber. Honestly, that's the other one. There's one without Timber.
So one thing I was kind of disappointed that Snake Eyes movie, they didn't introduce Timber. That would have been a nice place.
But again, that wasn't Snake Eyes, because if he had Timber, he would have had to been a vet who was living in the woods. And
that was basically Henry Golden.
Yeah.
You can believe he was a ninja. That was it. So.
Yeah, I was. But yeah, no, check it out, guys. Yeah, the Hasbro, their stuff that they release. And they also are releasing vintage Star Wars ones as well, like some vintage-looking Star Wars ones, which look really good.
I'm gonna get broke.
Yeah, that's why I looked, I was like, nope, not gonna be purchasing anything for a while. I finished my collection of the Bad Batch. I got my Omega this week. I'm pretty much I gotta take it back. Sorry. What? I finished that collection and I'm starting a new collection. Just what we were just talking about, G.I. Joe. I just started collecting the G.I. Joe pops. I picked up Dr. Mindbender, Shipwreck, and Camo Storm Shadow. So yeah, that is the new.
You gonna collect all the Cobras, or you're just
yes? No. I'm gonna get all everybody. Yeah, that one. That's one I like. And they're not like Star Wars where they're fucking outrageous.
I know a friend of ours who's collected like many versions of Stormtroopers. So
I was corrected on that. It's actually the New Order Stormtroopers. That's the only ones that she's collecting. But she says she wants to collect the rest. I was corrected on that.
It's kind of like when I was collecting the Dark Knight Metal Batman. I got all of them except for one because they haven't made the other one yet. It's been like almost 3 years. Get on it, guys. Make the drown pop. That's what I'm waiting for.
So I got a question for you because you have stuck around a lot longer. Then I thought you would, and there's news coming out. Batwoman, what do you think about all this? A couple weeks ago, Ruby came out and said it was toxic environment, bad allegations about how she was treated by the studio and this and that. Now we're actually getting cast and crew coming out saying no, she had the toxic behavior. She would show up late. She wouldn't know her lines, and not just with the crew, but like her main co-star, the gentleman that's playing, what was it, Luke Fox?
Yeah.
Luke Fox. Yeah. That's, I've even heard reports from him saying, no, she's.
I've been following this story. And actually recently as today, I guess Ruby has emails to back her claims. I haven't read that article yet, but I just skimmed through it. Read some of the emails, not sure if they were legit or not, but I have an old saying. It's probably a saying that you've heard a lot. And I'm going to say it again. Where there's smoke, there is fire. I don't know Ruby personally. I mean, she doesn't hang out with me on weekends. We don't go to Cheers doing shots. But like I said, where there's smoke, there's fire. When there's usually one person that talks and another person that talks and another person that talks and says the same exact thing, chances are it has a kernel of truth in it. Like I said, I'm not going to judge.
Right.
But from what I've heard from these guys, like you just said, she was the toxic one.
Yeah, it's not like when she released her stuff, somebody came back and went, no, she's right. No, this is happening. Like the shit that happened with Whedon.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, like, fucking domino effect. No.
The floodgates open. It's like all
this
that.
One we're hearing the opposite turnaround going, no, it was her. And so, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Now, my only thing is, I play the devil's advocate and I play, a bit of cynical. Are they getting paid to say that? I don't know. That's where you got that kind of weird.
I mean, maybe because look at they are working for that show, Batwoman. So could be a publicity stunt. I don't know. I mean, like Ruby was actually the one that brought this on herself because she was getting interviewed and said, hey, man, I want to tell you the truth. What really happened in the Batwoman set? And then she goes on to this long detailed thing. I'm like, okay. And then like literally the next day, you had everybody else from the cast.
Well, I think the next day I heard Lou Fox, the actor that plays, I'm sorry, I don't remember his name. I know he was like the next day. And then like a couple of days later, that's when you start hearing about the cast and crew.
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, I still hate Watch Batwoman.
That's why I'm asking you the question, because you're the one.
I still hate Watch it because I always hold out hope that maybe one day somebody might show up and that'll be it. Yay! Then I'll stop watching it. But for what it is, I mean, they got Batwing on there now, which is Luke Fox. That's kind of cool. The AI is his dad, which is Lucius, is on there. They're chasing down this year the trophies of Batman. Because that's, Batman collected all these trophies of his famous criminals. And, like, the first episode was Mad Hatter, where somebody was caught wearing the Mad Hatter hat and he assumed the identity. And episode two was Killer Croc, but it wasn't Walter Waylon Jones. It was somebody else. Batman had captured one of Croc's teeth and it got lost in the river. If you saw the ending of season two of Batwoman, and somebody had picked up that tooth while he was fishing. And I guess the tooth that scratched him and he started turning into Killer Croc 2.0. So I kind of like what they're doing with the trophies.
It's kind of interesting. Okay.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Like the trophies are like, they did cast Poison Ivy for this.
Like National Treasure, but with a Batman vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. it's interesting. So like I said, it's like this season. Sorry. This season has been like the first two episodes that they've carried that Batman mythos, which I like because, you know, I'm a big sweaty for Batman and I like that. Like the only thing I had issues with was her being on there. I didn't think she was like part of the Wayne family. She didn't add, there's no lore to Ryan at all, but I can see what they're doing with her. I can see what going forth. Okay. All right. So they're making her own character. She's not related to the Waynes. So she's going to be okay. All right. I get it. You know, outlaw, all right, nerdy, okay. I mean, still doesn't explain how she can fight like that. I mean, you know, because, dude, after a couple lessons of karate, I'm not going out there fighting crime, sorry. No matter how good I could be or UFC fighting. But ultimately, I'll still hate watching. Maybe eventually I'll admit the fact that I actually like to watch it. But for now, it's hate watching. But
yeah, you do. I mean, you do enjoy it. Sorry, you keep telling yourself it's hate watching.
Who do I text most of all? You,
me. Internally, you're telling yourself you're hate watching, but deep down, your subconscious like, I like the show. It's okay.
Don't be devil's advocate.
That's me. Sorry. So, question. I know you had a little bit of a cranky reaction to this. What do you think? What do you think about the Flash with Armageddon and Despero? I mean, we're finally getting the reemergence of the Hall of Justice again in a way.
Where's the Finn of Despero? He's supposed to have three eyes. I guess he's gonna get it later. It'll probably be at the ending when they beat him. He'll like just deform, and you'll see him turn into that weird creature with the fin and three eyes. But I kind of like what you were saying before. Like, I want to see him delve into those chronicles that he goes into. And he gets all, like, weird and mystical, and he actually grows that third eye. So maybe they'll go there. Because that's a cool thing from Destro. But I don't know, man. Honestly, I'm kind of done with the crossovers. I think they've kind of peaked. I think this is the last season of Flash, and I think we're going to go away from these crossovers, which sucks. But, you know, they've already peaked. I mean, where else are you going to go? I mean, and honestly, and I love these shows. I have for the longest time, but you know, they had Crisis on Earth X, which I still think was the best one. I didn't like Crisis on Infinite Earths because I don't know, it was just something about it just felt it was missing something. But then again, I'm a sweaty, so I'm gonna be critical of it. They should have done this
because they're not gonna hit every mark.
They're not gonna hit every note. There were some points I thought they would hit, but they didn't. But
the only reason I like Crisis on Infinite Earths was the fact that it showed you everything in movies, in television, in streaming service, we're all connected into the same universe. DC did what we always wanted them to do, acknowledge each other. They may not have like physically interacted, like, you know, we didn't see Doom Patrol, and we didn't see, you know, the Titans interact with them, but we saw them showing, oh, well, they are on Earth, this one, and they are on Earth, this one. You know, we got to see, you know, Kevin Conroy live. We got to see, you know, the return of Smallville. Yeah, we got to see all of that. So I think what they missed in Crisis made up by tons of fan service. I mean,
yeah, the fan service was great. I had a particular issue with the way they used Kevin Conroy to me. Like, I get what they were going for. He was a more of a spoiler. He's been out for almost 2.5 years.
Yeah.
They made him like a very vengeful, evil, bitter Batman.
They made
like
him Thomas Wayne.
Yeah, they made him Flashpoint Batman, where he was very murderous and like, well, let's... Gabe, I kind of wish that he was like the older animated version of Batman, where like Ruby came over there and like, hey, you know, I can't fight this war, but you can fight this war for me. And like, just gave her like words, kind of like a Yoda to her, and like, hey, man, you can go forth. I cannot be the like the bat of courage or whatever the weird thing they were doing, but you know, you can be because you have the bat blood in you or the Wayne blood. I wish it would have been like something like
he
that.
He went the realm of the Emperor, so you know,
dude, he went like straight dark side, exactly. Man.
Who wants the dark version of everything, I was like, you should have been on board different. For this.
I'm all about the dark shit, but this was different, man. Like, you go to this bat cave, it's like all disheveled. He has like a trophy case with like Clark Kent's glasses of blood on him. Like, all right, man. Like, that was a little extreme.
Wow. I thought that was badass. I was like, yeah, he fucked up Superman.
Yeah, he murdered him. That's what he flat out said. He murdered him. So it's just, I don't know. That was my only quip. But yeah, I did like
the whole thing. And me as a Superman fan, I thought that was a cool fucking scene. I thought that was like, that's, I love that Batman. Which is funny, is you love the evil version of Superman, and I love the more evil version of Batman. There's something wrong with us.
That was
you're always rooting for an evil version of Superman. I'm like, give me a badder version of Batman. I think we're secretly deep down now fans of the other one.
I think we are.
But yeah, so it looks like we're going to be getting, you know, probably the last time we're going to be seeing Jefferson as Black Lightning. Of course, you know, we're going to have the crossover with Batwoman, which I can't wait for that moment of going, who the fuck are you? Because won't this be the first time they meet?
Yeah, it's so weird because if you remember at the end of Crisis on Infinite Earths, they introduced like this Justice League.
Well, yeah, this is supposed to be the return of the Hall of Justice.
So it's just like, so wait a minute, like you're Batwoman now? Like, Black Lightning is the same, and like
We're gonna have Mia Queen as Green Arrow. We're gonna have the return of Ray Palmer, Ryan Cho, and apparently some more people will be lending hands. So we'll see what.
I could tell you one person who's not showing up. I don't think any super people are gonna, which I think sucks, but.
Their show's almost up, right?
Yeah, well, Supergirl's almost done.
Maybe she might make a quick little appearance and say, "Hey, you know, I'm here, just quick and one and done."
So you don't think it's going to be both? You think it's just going to be one of them? I don't think Tyler's going to show up.
If anybody would show up, the most logical one would be Tyler. But at the same time, their show has really kind of distanced them.
They're kind of like on their own thing. They've actually, to me, and I read somebody say this on one of the. Online forums a part of this, like, you know, Superman and Lois is the show where they have redeemed Superman. I'm like, yeah, because in Supergirl they made him a little girl, like he getting his ass kicked by everybody, even Supergirl's like, this is the show that actually they said it, and actually the beginning episode where General Lane is talking to one of his cohorts, he's like, look man, Superman is the most powerful being in the world, of course we have to have a plan to stop him.
Oh yeah. So, anyway, that's one of those things I always like. You know, like that's the one thing I'm always hate the fact that Batman's always got an answer for five steps ahead, but to have an answer for Superman was always a logical one. That's that I get, but like when he's always, you know, oh, I've got an answer for that one and that one and that ability. No, you can't be that far in advance. Sorry, dude. That's
the Injustice movie clearly did that, and yeah. I was like, come on now, come on, really? You're gonna have a plan? If this doesn't work, well, what else is gonna work? I'm like, okay. All right, I can get two steps ahead, but like 10, dude, come on.
Yeah, not it. Yeah. No, not doing it.
Don't do it.
All right, so you got anything else?
Let me check. I don't think I have anything else. That's it. I'm done.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's it for this week. Like we were saying, Midnight Movies is coming out this week. We're going to be doing American Werewolf in London. Yes. So definitely it'll be a fun one. If anybody hasn't seen it in a while, great movie. It's the quality doesn't hold up, but it's still a good movie as far as like you know, the story, the special effects are still amazing, you know, even to this day. But I mean, when I say the quality, I just mean the filming quality. But just keep an eye out, guys, in the background. So many like cameos, and they don't mean to be cameos. They're just those were people young in their career, and they were doing extra work.
Which I did not know who that was, and when we found out, I was like, "What?" When you guys hear it, you'll know it, and you'd be surprised as well, because I was when I was watching it. I think Mike was as well.
But yeah, there's a bunch of folks in there, so yeah, definitely watch it. We have Marie guest hosting with us and watching along with us, and make sure you guys do check it out. Jeff, you got anything?
Check us out our social media platforms at Twitter at @TheHeroesAsylum_podcast, Instagram at @TheHeroesAsylum. For Mike, to me, to you, check out Midnight Movies, by the way, Heroes Asylum movies. Get to the asylum. We'll see you soon, and happy Halloween.